The Provo City Council voted to add a $3 per kilowatt fee to solar customers' monthly bill. Mayor John Curtis is still waiting for the legislation to cross his desk, but he plans to veto it. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Mayor Curtis says the 3-4 vote left an impression that the city wasn't receptive to alternative energy sources, but that's not the case. He says his veto is not a jab at the council, but an opportunity to take a closer look at the issue.
If they do indeed choose to override the veto, I understand and I'm okay with that because that's their prerogative. And I would then hope to jump in with those who are willing and try to find an answer before the effective date of the legislation.
Provo is facing declining revenue to their power company because of a combination of energy efficiencies and customers using renewable energy sources like solar panels. Ryan Evans is president of the Utah Solar Energy Association.
Provo Power is certainly looking at it from their needs. They may not understand all that solar can do to help offset some of those costs and actually provide benefit back to the grid and back to the company and back to their fellow residents.
Provo City Council Chair Kim Santiago voted against the $3 fee. She expects the council will override the veto, but she's hoping for an opportunity to bring the divergent viewpoints together.
I don't have any set idea about how this should roll forward, but I want it to be equitable. I just want it to be fair. I want the stakeholders to feel like they had a place at the table, that we included them in the discussion.
If the council overrides the veto and the legislation stands, it would go into effect in January. Whitney Evans, KUER News.